The first day I did some different things with relays and stuff, and so we didn't place very well, but I don't really pay attention to team places at these things because they don't really matter.
In terms of the end result, getting to states and...
Yeah, it doesn't. The only thing that matters to get to state is how you do at the region meet.
So trying different things out with relays would be moving swimmers around,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And seeing how the dynamics work, how they
work together. Yeah, see who does what. The kid and the junior boys wanted to have a junior boys relay. There was four of them, so they got to do that.
How'd it go?
Well, let's see.
Flipping through the results as we speak.
200 free relay. The juniors beat the others by 2 seconds. They beat our other team by 2 seconds. They didn't win the race.
Okay. All right. Any swimmers that did exceptionally well in an event that you would want to highlight?
Isabel had a really good meet. She swam really well. We're real excited for her region meet.
She's a sprinter, right?
Yes. She won the 50 free on Saturday against all comers, so we're pretty happy with that. And her 100 free was best time. Britton Erickson had a really good meet. He was getting lifetime bests. Maddie Whitethorn had a pretty good meet. We had quite a few best times, but they were pretty tired, so not everybody had best times. Some of us were there on Wednesday because we took the ferry.
Oh, so they were there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, swimming Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. So they had a few days of sleeping on the ground. Those guys didn't have great meets, but...
And you're just concerned with the best time.
Yeah. And and practicing races and getting better at swimming your race.
So you're working up towards regions. You're working up towards state.
Right.
And these are practice races, pretty much, like you said.
Pretty much. Just learning how to pace your race that works best for you. And
as a coach, are you... looking at videos, or are you just making mental notes when you watch them swim?
I do it that way.
Just take mental notes and then tell them later, hey, this might work better.
Well, and then we try things. Like if I have them swim the same thing the next day, we'll try one thing one day and one thing in the next day.
Oh, okay. See if it improves their performance.
Yeah.
You had mentioned last time we talked that you were going to have some hard practices coming up. For the swimmers.
We did that.
So could you see that pay off, or is it kind of just still a building phase?
I was surprised we got as many best times as we did because when they get beat up, they're a little tired. So we're going to swim hard again this week and then start resting the week before regions.
Okay, so nothing this weekend?
We have this weekend off.
This weekend off, and then regions the following weekend?
Yep, and state the weekend after that.
Okay. So in the regions, that's when the individual swimmers kind of, in terms of performance and their scores, that's when it shows up more because it's really that the larger schools have so much more of an advantage.
They have
team
a lot,
scores.
Right, a lot less advantage at regions because you can only enter 4 kids in an event and only 1 relay per relay.
There's so, more rules that would help a smaller team.
Right.
Yeah.
So last weekend, Juno's C team might have scored some points, and at Regents, they won't have a C team in the water. Points that we can't answer won't be as big a deal.
Yeah, because all the swimmers are making points.
Right.
So, and where's Regents?
At Ketchikan.
How do you like that pool?
I like it a lot. It's a good, fast pool for us. We've had pretty good luck there.
Okay. Well, we will see how you do then.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.